The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's cover a number of things related to COVID-19. Even though we had this interview scheduled for several days, it's very timely. In an announcement yesterday that we have not had during the pandemic for our county previously, the announcement of two more deaths, both announced yesterday.
Yes, it's incredibly sad, actually. And this morning, there's a third death in the last 24 hours to announce. These are all people in their 60s. Just incredibly sad.
What can you tell us about the two folks who have passed away?
We haven't released fully the details yet, so those will come out today. But these were all people in their 60s. You know, they died here up in Portland. So it's just a tragic day to have any deaths, and to have three in one day is unprecedented.
Well, we're seeing an uptick in cases locally. Talk about that.
Well, we're seeing an uptick in cases everywhere. So in the country, we'd never had over 80,000 cases. And both Friday and Saturday, we were over 80,000 cases in a single day. You remember in China, when we were so worried when they had 80,000 cases in their pandemic, we're now 80,000 cases in a day. In Oregon, we were over 500 cases on Friday. And in Douglas County, we were over 40 cases in the last week. So this is really, truly into the third wave. Anybody who's been listening to what I've been saying, we've been predicting this as the weather gets cool or if people move indoors, that we will have a third wave.
And what about the aspect of just how people should react to this, what they should be doing and not doing?
So the advice hasn't changed. We worry about travel to areas where there's high rates of disease. We worry about gatherings. And again, most of these cases that we have now can be related to travel and to gatherings.
What about the statewide look? Where are some of the hot spots around Oregon?
Well, Oregon used to have one or two or three areas that were really hot, and the rest of the state was pretty cool. At this point, there's lots of disease throughout the state, with the exception of the very sparsely populated central counties. So it's pretty much everywhere. Lane County especially is problematic. You know, they had a big increase at U of O, but now that started to spread into the community. Our Douglas County has always been very low, and now we're having a moderate number of cases.
And what about maybe concerns you have for folks in this area with us adjoining Lane County and also Jackson County, where there seems to be an increase in cases? That's not that far away either.
Right. People do cross county lines for medical care, for shopping, for college. We know that people will bring things back from those counties. We have some cross-pollination with Lane County in these cases. But again, most of the cases we've seen of people have been coming from other states that have high rates of disease. So we're now up to 27 states where people have imported disease to Douglas County.
So these are folks locally who went somewhere, got exposed while they were there, and then came back with it?
Right, or people who came here to visit friends or relatives from those areas. So we're not seeing this in casual travelers, for example, people here to see Crater Lake and drive through, or people going to the dunes. What we've really seen is these are families who travel to another state and then come back, or relatives travel from another state to come to Douglas County.
Now, among the counties on the county watch list is Lane County. Multnomah added back in on Friday by the governor. Explain more about how the county watch list works.
Well, the county watch lists are counties that have high rates of sporadic disease, that is, disease that's not tied to others. Now, most of the cases in Douglas County are tied to other cases, so we have a low rate of sporadic disease. But in those counties with high rates of sporadic disease, they get additional resources from the state to help them track those cases down. We're not there yet, but again, it's just starting to get cool now. And the worry is that the cases will really skyrocket.
And with the number of local cases and the statewide numbers, that precludes, I presume, a further advancement in in-person for schools.
Well, the school issue is a complicated one. What we've noted is that elementary school in and of itself does not seem to spread much disease and clearly is a very high value activity. So we're having lots of discussions at the state about what we should do with schools. I mean, we have very few restrictions otherwise. And to restrict schools when we're not restricting bars and restaurants and whatever seems a bit incongruous.
What about national info, just in terms of how COVID-19 is looking around the country?
Well, it's looking terrible. I mean, so as much as we worry in Douglas County about what's going on, we are having nothing in comparison to other counties. So, I've done this analysis where I look at Douglas County compared to three other counties in the country, one of which is Twin Falls, Idaho. Well, at this point, they're having 50 or 60 cases a day. And remember, we had 40 in a week. They're having 50 or 60 cases a day. Their hospital is full. They're no longer doing elective surgeries. Rapid City, South Dakota is another area that we've compared to. They're having 60 or 70 cases a day. Their hospital is full. They've canceled elective surgeries. So they're really in terrible places in other parts of the country. The only parts of the country that are now currently doing well are the upper New England, which really took an early and aggressive approach. And even New York, which had a terrible, terrible time in March and April, has kind of kept this under control.
And I noticed looking internationally that it appeared a big increase in places like Spain.
Right, so Central Europe has had a big trouble. So as you remember, France, Spain, and Italy had tremendous outbreaks in the springtime. People thought that because they had big outbreaks in the springtime, there was enough immunity and they wouldn't get it again. But that clearly is not true. They're having huge outbreaks in France and Spain. And so that's, again, very worrisome.
All right. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, there is an update on COVID-19 locally and a clear up to the international level. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.